With Carl von Dorn definitely out of the danger of losing his eyesight, the sky of Robin Radcliffe's world is unclouded. Particularly so in that Jimmy Sullivan has stepped in willingly and ably taken over the staging of the premiere of the picture. But Whitey Evans' world is tottering. He's found himself in love with Margie Knight and engaged to marry Sue Ann Lane. Sue Ann, for whom Whitey's love has grown cold, is expected in Hollywood very soon. And so tonight, Margie has said a final and reluctant goodbye to the bewildered Whitey. That was at 1 o'clock. It is now 3:30 in the morning. We find Whitey, miserable and forlorn, knocking on Jimmy's door.
Jimmy, let me in.
Gosh.
Jimmy, it's me, Whitey. He must be in there. Jimmy, come on, let me in. Jimmy!
Hey, shut up.
Can I come in?
Oh.
I'm in. I just had to see somebody. I feel awful bad again.
Well, I'm very sorry, Whitey, but I'm very sleepy. I can't talk to you at this hour.
Listen, Jimmy, ain't I always been a pal of yours? My heart's busted, and if yours was, I'd listen to you. Jimmy, can I turn on the light? It's awful just sitting here in the dark and not be able to see anything.
Well, just close your eyes. You'll never know it.
It's dark then, too. Can't I?
Oh, I might just as well get up now. Okay, turn it on.
That's nice of you, Jimmy. I know it's late and all that, but I just had to have someone to talk to. Love's an awful thing.
Yeah.
But it's something I guess I can't do without.
Oh, give me my robe over there.
Yeah. Maybe I better turn on the heater.
No, never mind.
Are you awake now?
Yeah, my eyes are as round as manhole covers. Ooh, what time is it?
4:25.
Oh, Whitey, you're inhuman.
Well, gosh, I did hesitate before I came up here.
Why didn't you hesitate about 6 hours more? All right, what's it all about?
Margie.
Is that all?
And Sue Ann.
They met?
No, it ain't that. Me and Margie are in love. Deeply, Jimmy. And I got a letter from Sue Ann the other day. I tried to ignore it, but I guess you just can't.
Well, what did she say in it?
That she's coming back to Hollywood and then we're going to get married.
And you're not in love with her?
Yeah. Ain't that awful?
Well, what are you going to do about it?
Marry her.
Why don't you figure out something to break it off?
Yeah, but what? And anyway, Margie don't want me to.
Well, what's Margie got to do with it?
Well, I'm in love with Margie, and I don't want to do nothing that she don't want me to do.
Marvelous logic. You better marry Sue Ann. If I've got to go through another one of these things with you again, I'll end up in a straitjacket.
Well, I just don't know what to do, Jimmy.
Well, look, promise me one thing.
Yeah.
Don't go wandering off. This premiere that's coming up is the most important thing there is right now, and I need you around.
I won't be any good.
Well, we'll figure this all out. There must be something. Say, I can write Sue Ann and tell her that Carl has sent you to India for some atmosphere shots for his next picture.
No, she'd want to go, too.
Now, Whitey, look, can't we talk this whole thing over at a more civilized hour? No one's awake at an hour like this, just night watchmen and owls, and they don't have to think.
Well, if you want to, you can go to bed. I'm just going to sit right here and think and think and think. Because I'll just roll right over and turn my face to the wall and die if I have to marry Sue Ann.
Well, that's swell.
You see, nobody cares.
No, I didn't mean that. I mean it's swell because I got to get some sleep tonight. Now, come on, take your shoes off and lie down on the davenport.
What for?
Go on, take them off.
Well, I don't see what's the use of taking off my shoes. I ain't going to go to sleep.
Yeah, that's right. Now, the other one.
Well, I'm going to stay awake, Jimmy. I ain't going to go to sleep.
Come on, now lie down. No, get off the elbow. Here, wait a minute. Put this pillow under your head.
It ain't possible for me to go to sleep, Jimmy. My heart's pounding too hard.
Uh-huh.
Listen, you can hear it standing right where you are.
Yeah,
but...
let me loosen the tie.
Hey.
That's right. Here, let me tuck this around you. There. Now close your eyes.
Don't turn off the light, Jimmy. I gotta see the thing.
Good night, Whitey.
Well, all right. I'll just do my thinking in the dark.
Good night. Pleasant dreams.
Never mind. I ain't going to stay here very long. If you ain't going to talk to me and help me figure something out, I'll find somebody else that will.
Anyway, I'm not sleepy. Not a bit. I'm just exercising my mouth. Jimmy.
Jimmy's gone to sleep. Good night, Whitey.
I'm not sleepy. No, sir. I'm gonna... I ain't got a friend in the world. And besides, it's been so long since Sue Ann seen me. Maybe she won't love me. Maybe. And then Margie will love me all over again. And I can sleep nights. And not have to worry about love.
Whitey, I thought you were never going to get here.
Gosh, I woke up this morning with a bang and remembered that I was supposed to come and get you. Sure is an awful feeling.
Well, that's all right. If we hurry, we can make it. Give me my coat there.
Yeah.
Your suit needs pressing, Mr. Evans. Looks as though you've been sleeping in it.
Well, gosh, I have.
You slept in your suit?
All last night, from about 4 o'clock on to about a half hour ago.
Why didn't you go home?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Come on.
Well, I went over to Jimmy's apartment and fell asleep on the davenport.
What?
I had to have somebody to talk to.
Well, couldn't it keep until morning?
Yeah, I guess it could. But when your heart is aching, it's worse than drinking a gallon of coffee. You just can't go to sleep.
Oh, Whitey, what's the matter?
Well, I'm gonna get married.
Well, that's nothing to be sorry about. Well, you should be happy. Sue Ann will.
That's just it. I ain't in love with Sue Ann. It's Margie.
Your mail, Miss Radcliffe. You want me to give it to you or leave it in the box?
What is it?
Oh, just a couple of letters.
Oh, I'll take them, thanks.
All right.
And Margie's left me.
Oh, Whitey, I'm so sorry.
You'll have to get around on this side. That door won't open.
Okay. But you ought to get Hubert fixed.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Hubert's just like my heart, broken 1,000 places. Here.
Well, I don't see that there's much you can do about it. That is, your heart, I mean.
No, I know it. That's what's going to keep me awake until I just drop unconscious from sheer exhaustion, I guess. Oh, I'm sure sad.
Oh, Whitey, you'll get over it. Just wait till you see Sue Ann again. Why, I'll bet you'll never give Margie another thought.
Oh, no. This is different, Robin. You want to go to the studio first, huh?
Yes. And then I want to go over to Carl's.
Okay. Maybe I can get some breakfast while you're at the studio, huh?
Oh, Whitey, haven't you eaten?
No, but I ain't very hungry. I'll just have a cup of coffee and maybe a little toast and jelly. Might get an egg.
Yes, you'd better have an egg.
Maybe a slice of ham to go with the egg. I don't think an egg would taste good to me right now. I'm not very hungry. It'll be sort of an appetizer, but that's all.
Oh, sure, Whitey.
Yeah, but I ain't hungry a bit. I got to eat to nourish myself.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if I had potatoes with the eggs and ham, I might eat a spoonful of them, but that's all.
What's this?
What's that? What?
Never mind. You keep your eyes on the street.
Well, I can see. What is it?
It's a letter from Sue Ann.
Oh, it probably is, yeah. And she's telling me that we're going to get married pretty soon. Oh, gosh. It's sure awful.
Dear Robin, it's just been ages since I've written you, hasn't it? But I've been so busy getting my trousseau together.
What's that?
Trousseau? That means she has a complete wardrobe for the wedding.
Oh.
Let's see. I'm just so thrilled that I'm going to be married. We are going to have a long honeymoon trip down to Florida, too. Florida?
Florida? Oh, now that's another of her crazy ideas. I ain't got the dough to go down to Florida. And anyway, who wants to? Read on.
You want to hear more of it?
Might just as well.
Well, Sue Ann says, we have bought the darlingest little house.
Your house? The woman's nuts. I ain't bought no house.
Wait a minute, Whitey. What is this? Wait till I read some more.
Gosh, Sue Ann will give me a headache. Sure, don't read no more of it, Robin.
Whitey!
No, I don't want to hear no more.
Oh, a trip to Florida, a trouser, a house.
Wait a minute. Wait till I read you the rest of this.
No, Robin, I'm getting a headache now. I'm beginning to feel awful all over again. All
no,
over
she doesn't mean you, Whitey. She's going to marry someone else.
Yes, what?
Listen. Oh, I forgot. I'm going to marry Johnny Banks instead of Whitey. Mm-hmm. Johnny has completely rushed me off my feet, and he is so romantic, Robin. Now, what I want you to do is tell Whitey. I know it will about kill him, and he is so sweet, but I just can't marry him now because Johnny wants me to marry him.
Let me see that. Let me see it.
Look out, Whitey! Don't take your hands off the wheel!
Yes, please!
Whitey, look out!
Has Robin Radcliffe been hurt? That right now is the only important matter. Listen to the following chapters.